Savasira, Tu Bishvat, a lot to say. So, just a little insight into Shira, into Tu Bishvat, into the Parsha. We have an Aliyah of Shiras Hayam. We have it today at Parshas Pesach. We have it Shviso Pesach. There's a tremendous high that Kali so experienced, and whenever we hear it, we are inspired. The exalted Lashon of the Torah, the language of the Shira, beautiful. It almost is anticlimactic. We finish the Shira, we finish Miriam, Sus Baruch Ram Vayam. You'd expect the Aliyah to end, but it doesn't. It goes on. Kaisa move on from Yamsuf, they go to Midbashur, and then a couple more psukim. They come to Mara, the water's bitter, biter, they complain, Moshe cries out, Hashem gives Moshe guidance how to make the water sweet, and he does it. And you almost wonder, after the Shira, why is this here? It sounds like it's somehow connected, and it somehow relates to the Shira itself. Not just because we read it together on Parshas B'Shalach, but also because we read it together on Shvi Shel Pesach. Parshas B'Shalach, you could say, well, we need seven aliyahs, and we're going to read much more anyway. So we divide it up, so we put another few psukim in the same aliyah. Shvi Shel Pesach, it's a fifth aliyah. So, and you had more than enough psukim already in this aliyah. There would be no harm to have ended the aliyah with Sus Baruch Ram Vayam of Miriam. And that could have been the perfect ending to the Aliyah on Shvi Shel Pesach. And yet we go on and read until Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. So that seems to indicate that what comes after the Shira is part and parcel of the Shira. How could that be? There is a Medrash. The Beis Halevi has a lot to say about this Medrash. Oz Yashi Moshe. The word Oz, almost like it sounds like it's part of the Shira itself. The Torah is narrating Oz Yashi. But sounds like Oz Yashi Moshe, that a chiluk of the Shira itself, Oz. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I sinned with the word Oz. When I complained at the end of Parshas Shemos, and I saw how the word got worse, and after I was sent to Paro, Heira lo amazeh, and I said, Umei Oz bas yel Paro dab b'shmecha, that the word I used in criticizing your ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word Oz. And now, Ba'oz ani yom Shira lefanecha. What's the idea? Tikkun with the same word Oz. The idea being that from the limited perspective that Moshe Rabbeinu was seeing things at the time, he couldn't understand why this was a good situation, how it was going to turn out good. It seemed to be getting worse, and he couldn't understand why. So Moshe looked at that situation and he complained, "Miyaz basi apaladav dishmech." Only in retrospect, after everything ran its course, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the panoramic vision of how everything came together. And Adarabba, the fact that it got worse was really a tova, as we all know. The Koshi Hashibud was Masrim because of the fact that they worked harder at the end. They got out sooner. Kadosh Baruch Hu has all kinds of cheshbonos, and we're not always privy to them. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu understood, in hindsight, how everything made sense, even those moments that seemed the most dark, they filled a role and they were important. They were a piece of the puzzle in bringing out the full glory of the Geula. So that's why he says, and with the Oz, I come back and I sing to you, because I understand how even that experience was part of the larger picture of Kiddush Hashem, and therefore there's what to sing for. This notion, this idea, that even when you have something which seems to be a setback, something which seems antithetical to what we think should be the direction things should be going, we're backtracking. That idea is what you see in Mara. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, the water is bitter, make it sweet. How? What was this eitz? There are a couple of shitas in the Mechilta. The Tzara Shava Shebehen is this eitz was something bitter. It was an olive, it was something else. And the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a funny way of healing. out of the box, unconventional. Ani Hashem Rofecha. Hashem is mamtik mar b'mar. Hashem could take something bitter and mix it with something bitter and create sweet. For human eyes, it sounds like you put bitter with bitter, you get more bitter. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a way of bringing out something sweet from the bitterness. That's the lesson that comes out of Mara, and that's the lesson that comes back to the Shira as well. That even when something feels like it couldn't be worse, that itself, in that lies the secret of Geula itself. That's the Oz, the Oz Basi Oparo, and the Oz Yashim Moshe. And that's what Shira is, in effect. Individual notes, anyone who has a more of a feeling of music, symphony, you start isolating individual notes, and you can freeze that moment now. And what does it sound like? Awful, noise, cacophony, it's just, it's harsh on the ears. Somehow you mix that note, that sound, with a larger symphony, whether it be an instrument within other instruments, whether it be a particular part of the progression of the music, and it all becomes something beautiful. That's what Shira represents, that there are all kinds of different pieces, and they fit together, and the totality of everything is just harmony, pure harmony. It's only because everything is seen in the larger picture that everything has a place. And that's the lesson you see in Mara, that you can't look at something in isolation. To the contrary, from the Mar and from the Mar will come the larger picture of the sweetness. Maybe that's also a message of Tu B'Shvat. This is Rosh Hashanah Leilanus, and it's a lot of halachas that are connected in terms of specific halachas of Zerayim, Arla, V'chuli, Rosh Hashanah Leilanus. But what is it that's happening on the surface? You don't see any sign of spring yet. We say it's a sign of spring. It's Jewish Arbor Day, right? The sap is Ola Be'ilanus. It's all happening internally. On the outside, it's as cold as ever. It's a very cold day today. It was yesterday. They say tomorrow is going to be snow, right? It's a very, and Eretz Yisrael had a lot of snow recently. This is not exactly an experience of spring, and yet it's happening beneath the surface. There's a process going on, and even though on the surface you don't see it, and if anything, it feels like there's no end in sight, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and yet, that's the turning point. Because of the koach of Shira, the koach of how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, this is preparing for a greater day and a higher purpose, and that's the chizuk that we should be taking Tu B'Shvat, and really in personal Avodas Hashem as well. Can't always look at moments and experiences in isolation. If you do that, you can fall into despair. You have to see things from a larger perspective. Sometimes we can look back at our life and see retroactively how there were moments, there were times that we felt we were so falling so much, and we didn't know how we'd get past that crisis. You know, time goes on. You look back and say, in some way, it was for the good. It gave us strength to persevere. You learn from everything. And this is how we have to look ahead as well. Don't get so focused on the moment, but trust, Ezra Hashem, that things will unfold in a positive way, and that's the orus that can come from the message here of Shira, Mara, of the Amtaka Samayim, which should be all of us to be able to see that in our own lives. Shabbos.